This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, let me share with you something very interesting. If you look in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, does anybody know when does Sefer Bamidbar start? The first pasuk of Perek Aleph of Bamidbar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai v'yoyom moyed be'echad l'chodesh hasheni b'shana hashenis. Sefer Bamidbar begins Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the first day of the second month. Comes Parshas Bahaloscha in Perek Tes. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana hashenis b'chodesh harishon. So when does the Parsha of Pesach Rishon start? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What do we call that? Backward. Bamidbar begins Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Then in middle of Baal Yischa, by the way, from here we learn, when did Moshe Rabbeinu command them about Pesach Sheni? A month before Pesach Sheni. From there we learn, Shalom Adarshim Behilchos HaChag, Kodem HaChag Shloshim Yom. But Pesach Sheni begins, the episode begins Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Sefer Bamidbar begins when? Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Rashi's bothered, it's out of order. Says Rashi in Chanami, this is Rashi, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph. Parsha Shabarosh HaSefer Loi Nemra Ad Iyar. The Parsha in the beginning of the book does not begin until Iyar. Lamadato She'en Seder Muktam Mulcha B'Torah. There's no order in the Torah. So Rashi, why Takanat? Why doesn't Sefer Amid begin with the story of Pesach Sheni? The answer is because it's embarrassing to Klal Yisrael, because all 40 years they were in the Midbar, they were only Makriv Pesach Rishay. This Pesach, this is the only time they were ever Makriv, the Karim Pesach. By the way, Tosfos asks, why? Why were they only Makriv this Karim Pesach in basically the second year? It was the only Karim Pesach they brought. So Tosfos says, because it says, Kisavayu al Haaretz, you're only Chayv in Pesach when you come to Arzo. So for Tosfos, then how could they bring this one? It was Api Hadibor. What do we see? That the Pesach Sheni is out of order. It's out of order. Why is it out of order? Why? Let's get to the depth of the Torah to some degree. Why is the Taka out of order? Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about who are these people who are Tameh? Why were they Tameh? True Ein Mukta Mulcha B'Torah, but the thing is, how often, we don't invoke the rule by every single thing. There are only specific times where we say, oh, this is out of order, Ein Mukta Mulcha. Why did Hashem choose this particular episode to be Ein Mukta Mulcha B'Torah? Who are these people? And another question. This comes all from the Emunah Sitecha of Rav Wolfson. Who are the people who are Tameh? So it's the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, these people were Mishael and Eltzafain. What did they do that they became Tameh? What they did was they carried out the body of Nadav and Avihu. They carried out the body of Nadav and Avihu. It's a Gemara and Sukkah, I think, on Chaf Hei, that there are different opinions. Some say it's those who became Tameh with Aroino Shel Yosef. And so it says, Vayihi Anashim Asher Hayu Tameh L'Nefesh Adam, Oysam Anashim Ihayu, Noisei Aroino Shel Yosef Hayu, De Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Mishal Val Tzavan Hayu, Shah Hayu Oyskim and Nadav Avihu. Okay, that's the first idea. Another very important idea is that they come, they say, Lomoni Gora! Why can't we bring the Karm Pesach? Huh? Because you're Tameh. You're Tameh. You're not allowed to bring the Karm Pesach. Imagine a guy, did you ever hear in the story, there was once upon a time a guy, he didn't have an arm, so he came to Moshe, Lomoni Gora! Why shouldn't I wear tefillin? I don't know, you know. Nistere Darki Hashem. Well, we understand why Hashem didn't give you the opportunity to perform tefillin. You have any stories in the Midbar? There were a few aniyim, and they wanted to know why they can't give tzedakah, laman igara. I mean, not everyone is zeichet to mekayim every single mitzvah. It's a strange question. Why should we lose out? Because you're tameh. And the halach is, if you're tameh, you can't bring the karm pesach. What's the question, laman igara? The Heilig Chasam Sofer wants to know, what is the juxtaposition of Parsha Shmini and the beginning of Parshas Acharei Mos? Parshas Shmini talks about birds. Yeah. So also in Parshas Acharei Mos, it talks about tameh foods, that you can't eat tameh foods. What's the connection between eating tamei foods, and the death of Nadav Avihu. That's what Chassam Sofer wants to know. I'm going to read to you one thing. He says, at the end of Parsha Shmini, V'zois HaChaya, what's the smichus of Macholes Asurois to the Mis of Nadav Avihu? So Chassam Sofer says a very interesting thing. Why can you eat trei food? They have tuma, they have klipas, they have bad stuff in them. But Ba'achras HaYamim, when Hashem will be maver and remove the Ruach HaTuma from the world, taka, you'll be allowed to eat it, Chassam Sofer says. The chazir is asud l'hachzer l'Yisrael. Eventually, you're going to be able to go to McDonald's. Not yet. But eventually, the tamei foods will become mutter. Nadav Avihu, they were trying to bring the tikkun ha'achrayim. There's a concept. The Nadav Avihu b'hakrivam l'fnei Hashem. They were trying to get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were trying to usher in the end of days. It was by Yom HaShmini. Yom HaShmini is like l'mal l'manateva. They were trying to bring in the tikkun ha'achrayim. And they died misas nashika. Had they achieved what they wanted to achieve, there never would have been an Isser of Macholos Asurois. So says Chassam Sofer, the Isser of Macholos Asurois was hinged and dependent upon what's going to happen with Nadav Avihu. If Nadav Avihu are going to be successful, we don't need to give the parsha of Macholos Asurois. Oh, they're not successful? Okay, that's the juxtaposition of Macholos Asurois to the death of Nadav Avihu. But the truth is that Nadav Avihu were successful to some extent. How's that? In the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, the pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the neshamos of Nadav Avihu left their body, where did they go? Where was it nisaber? Where was it moved to? Who now had the neshama of Nadav Avihu? Pinchas. Pinchas became Nadav and Avihu together. There are many rayas to that. Pinchas, whenever Pinchas talks in Tanakh, he always says the word na. Every time. Nadav Avihu. He always uses the word na. The Zohar says beferesh. The neshamas of Nadav and Avihu were nisaber into Pinchas. Why Pinchas? Nadav and Avihu were mechaving to bring the tikkun achrayin. It was a bit premature, but eventually they will bring it in the guise of Eliyahu HaNavi.
So it was combined with the
Neshama
of Pinchas?
The term is Nisaber. Joined together. In fact, the question that many ask is, you know, when Aaron was Nimshach, when Aaron was anointed, it was for him and all children who would be born from him later, but Pinchas not. Pinchas was already born. So Pinchas wasn't a Kohen. So when did he become a Kohen? When he killed Zimri and Cosby. So I'll tell you more precisely. Nadav Avihu's neshama did not join Pinchas yet. The Zohar says it was floating. And when Pinchas killed Zimri, Eliyahu's neshama, Pinchas' neshama, got like a jolt. And at that moment, Nadav Avihu's neshama went into them. And that's why, when did Pinchas become a Kohen? When he killed Zimri. Why? He didn't become a Kohen. He just got the kahuna of Nadav and Avihu. The Chidah says, Pinchas ben Elazar! Pinchas, who used to be ben Elazar, you know who he is now? He's now ben Aaron HaKohen. That's the Chidah brings down based on Zohar. It's an amazing thing. So it comes out then, Mishal and Altsafin says, wait a second. On the day that I became Tamei, who did I become Tamei to? I became Tamei to Nadav and Avihu? But what happened to them? They became Eliyahu. They were in the process of creating the Tikkun HaAchrayin. There's no Tumah on the Tikkun HaAchrayin. There's no Tumah on such a thing. B'asilavai Hashem is going to be Maver Tumah min ha'aretz. There's no Tumah on such a thing. Like by Rebbe's Levaya, they said, Batla Kahuna Hayayim. There's no Kahuna today. Because Rebbe was on such a high madrega, he didn't create Tumah. Mamela, Mishal and Altsafin are saying, Lama Nigara. Why should we not be able to bring the Karban Pesach? We shouldn't be Tamei. We shouldn't be Tamei. That's the pshat, he says. Eliyahu HaNavi, the Gemara wants to know in Sanhedrin, where did Eliyahu HaNavi eat during the years of drought? He ate from Achav's kitchen. Achav is a mumar. How could he eat the meat of Achav? The answer is Eliyahu is already on the madrega of the Tikkun HaAchrayin. He's the... He, He's not bogged down by the tumah of ma'acholos. Don't try that at home. Okay. Memela, the misa of Nadav Aviu, Mishal and Altsafan are asking, were there, it was such an occasion that it should not create tumah. Think about when does Eliyahu HaNavi show up? He shows up the night of the Seder, when Hashem was Mevatel, called Tumah Min Ha'aretz. He shows up on Beyoim Hashmini, a Bris Milah, which is also Me'en HaTikon HaAchrayin. That was the Taina of Mishal and Altsafain. The Gra. Yeah.
In the lashon of Lom Negarish, it should be then, why can't we have it now? Why is
right. That was their taina. So listen to what Hashem said. You can't do it now, because now there's a loy plug that anyone who contacts a dead body is not allowed to bring the Karm Pesach. But what we're going to do is that there's a concept of Ashan. Okay, this is a very deep concept. Olam Shana Nefesh. What exists in place, in Makayim, exists in time, exists in a person. That means whatever there is in a place, there is a corresponding time for it and a corresponding person for it. I'll give you an example. The place is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The corresponding time is Yom Kippur. The corresponding time, the corresponding person is the Kohen Gadol. Olam Shana Nefesh. So there is a concept that normally a place cannot be moved and time cannot be moved and a person can't be moved. This is the one example in history where all three were moved. Listen carefully. The Gra says, you know, in the beginning of Achrei Moshe, it talks about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Yeah? And it says, B'zois Yavei Aaron El HaKodesh. And it doesn't say when! It doesn't say Yom Kippur. It doesn't say a word until the end of the Parsha. So the Gra, quoting the Chayyadim, in the back of the Chayyadim, says a tremendous chiddush, that what a regular Kohen Gadol needed Yom Kippur for, Aaron HaKohen could have done any day of the year. That's pshat. B'zois Yavei Aaron El HaKodesh. Achrei Moshe is for Aaron any time. For Taka, regular Kohen Gadol, at the end of the parasha says, Chukas Oilam by Yom Kippur. Nadav Aviu on the Madrig of Aaron HaKohen were able to move the day to a different time. They could make it Yom Kippur any time. So listen to what's going on over here. What's going on over here is Hashem is taking Nadav Aviu, the person, and moving the person to Eliyahu. Oh. Well, if we can move the person, then we can move the time, and we can move Pesach Rishayin a month later. In other words, it's the same move. The soul transmigration of Nadav Aviu to Eliyahu is the same corresponding mystical move as the date change from Pesach Rishayin to Rishayin. But we know that everything has to come from the Torah, and the blueprint is in the Torah. Therefore, this is the makom where Hashem teaches us Ein Mukdam U'Meocher B'Tayra. Even though this is where it should be the beginning of the Seder, the parsha should begin. The Sefer Bamidbar should begin Pesach Sheni. No, it needs to be moved because the whole concept of Pesach Sheni is moving a date on the calendar to a different time. It's the only time we do such a thing. We never have Sukkot like temporary moved. The Kedusha of Sukkot moved to a different date. The transmigration of the soul of Nadav and Aviu to Eliyahu is symbolically illustrated by the movement of the Kedusha, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, is symbolically illustrated by the movement in the Torah of where it should be located to later on, Baha'u'llah.
So time is relative to place and person.
Yeah, that's a very big concept in the Sefer Chasidus, Ashan. Olam Shana Nefesh. It comes from the Sefer HaYetzirah. Okay, that's the second segment. And if you give me five more minutes, don't go. You have to hear this, okay? Give me 5 minutes. You could go, but don't go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.